you and glorify your name.
我们的祷告祈求是奉主耶稣宝贵的名求。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace with you, brothers and sisters.
这里我看到有不少的这个高中生哈。
We see a lot of high schoolers here today.
可能再过有一些高中生再过一个月就要去大学了。
You probably are going to college in about 1 month.
然后呢，你就要和你的爸爸妈妈、你的家人，还有你的同学们，然后告别。You're
going to have a farewell with your mom and dad, your family member, and your classmate.
离别的滋味不好受啊。Farewell,
it's not fun.
但是呢，我告诉你，这仅仅是开始。But
I'm telling you, this is just the beginning.
在你们一生中，你会越来越经历这样更多的一些离别。
In your lifetime, you're going to experience more and more farewell.
不论你是到学校，还是毕业、找工作，或者换到其他的城市，你都要经历很多的离别。Whether
you're going to college, you're going to different cities, going to different places, you're going to go through a lot of farewells in your life.
像我们有很多人回到国内的话，那跟国内每次在跟家人离别的时候也是非常不舍，对吧？
Brother, sister, that whenever we visit China, when we left China, we feel very hard to leave our family members there.
所以这些离别已经成为我们生活中非常重要的一部分。
The farewell become a very important part of our lives.
那离别就是这样的难过和反思呢，其实也是成为我们生命中成长的一部分。
But farewell make us to reflect on our life. It's like, you know, what it's part of our growth.
那最近教会有一些弟兄姐妹，包括青少年的牧者离开我们。
We have some parting in our church lately, including the youth pastor.
有一些弟兄姐妹他们搬到其他的城市。Some
brothers and sisters left the church because of work relocation.
这欢送会的时候呢，大家的这些发言。
In the farewell gatherings, like some of the things brother sister shared touched me the most.
我发现大家最难过的、难忘的，并不是我们在一起完成了多少事工哈。It's
not the missionary work that we have accomplished together.
而是大家彼此扶持、彼此祷告、彼此关心这些美好的记忆。It's
the support, it's the care, encouragement that we show for one another that make me touch the most.
其中呢，大家分享的一句话特别触动我，说不要等到大家离开了之后才想到关心他。
There was somebody shared, like, you know, don't wait until somebody has to leave, before you care, start to think about care for that person.
离别呢是一种提醒，它可以帮助我们提醒我们思想生命中对我们什么是最重要的。
Farewell is a reminder. It helps us to reflect on what is truly essential in our life.
那平时看着很平常的、习以为常的一些人和事，在离别的时候呢，就显得格外的珍惜。The
people in relationship that we take for granted become extremely precious at the time of parting.
在路加写的这样《使徒行传》中就有一段这样的记载哈。Luke
has recorded as like, you know, a Bible story in a Corinthians.
他就提醒我们呢。 人与关系实际上比事情更重要。He
reminded us people and relationship matters more than what we do.
这个故事的背景，想大想必呢，大家都知道，是在保罗第三次宣教行程的结尾，他要回到耶路撒冷。So
after Paul finished his third time missionary work, he's going back to Jerusalem.
他知道呢，回去之后等待他的是捆绑和患难，所以呢，他就和以弗所教会这些长老来告别啊。
He knows what's facing him is a chance or hardship, and he was having a farewell with the Ephesians elders.
以弗所教会是保罗所待的最长的一间教会，他在那里呢教导培养门徒，待了3年左右。So
Paul stayed in Ephesian church the longest, about 3 years, where he was raised up the co-workers who was building up the church.
所以他和那里的同工呢一起同工，很长时间建立了很深厚的友谊。He
served them, he raised up the co-worker, he built a spiritual bond with those co-workers.
那保罗知道他们今生不会再见面了，所以呢就和他们一起抱头痛哭告别。Paul
knows he's not going to see their face again in his lifetime, and he hugged them and cried loudly.
所以这是圣经中记载的最感人的一幕之一啊。
This is one of the most touching moments recording the Bible story.
我给大家念这段经文，就是在《使徒行传》二十章记载的。
The Bible story is Acts chapter 20.
上面说，保罗说完了这话，就跪下与同工祷告。
When he had said those things, he knelt. Sorry.
然后呢，众人痛哭，抱着保罗的颈项和他亲嘴。
And they embraced Paul and kissed him, being they were very sad.
叫他们最伤心的就是那句"以后不能再见我的面"那句话。
What grieved them the most is that you will never see my face again.
然后呢，就送他上船哈。
And they accompanied him to the ship.
看到这段经文，大家可以想象当时那样一个场景。
By reading that Bible, you know, you can imagine how hard that parting is.
他们当时和保罗在一起抱头痛哭。
They cried together with Paul.
但是值得我们思考的时候呢，是保罗和这些同工分别的时候。他并没有讨论说教会一些事情哈。
But when Paul was having farewell with those elders, they did not discuss about the roles and responsibilities.
他们没有说这个教会如何交接呀，是不是要再有一个聘牧委员会呀？他们都没有谈论这些。
They did not talk about, you know, the how do they hand off the work, whether they should have like a pastor hiring committee.
然后他们反而呢是跪下一起祷告，然后抱头痛哭。
But they knelt down and then they cried together.
所以从这里我们可以看到，在最后，保罗和这些同工之间留下的呢，并不是他们之间完成了多少事情。
So what truly remains is not the missionary work they have done together.
而是呢，大家在一起的这样一个关系。
It's a relationship that remains.
是大家一起服侍，然后在经历神的时候所建造的这样一个关系。
It's serving God that they work together to experience God that the relationship remains.
这个呢，不是一个普通通大家在一起吃吃喝喝的关系啊。
This is not an ordinary relationship over drinking and eating.
而是在福音和使命中，他们共同建立了一个属灵的关系，所以呢，他们才彼此的依依不舍。
This is a relationship built upon gospel and mission. That's why the parting is very difficult for them.
所以保罗的这些保罗的离别和我们教会这些弟兄姐妹的离别呢，给我们的第一个提醒就是不要等到离别的时候才珍惜彼此的关系。
So the farewell from Paul's story also our brother and sister remind us don't wait until somebody has to leave that we start to care for them.
所以今天如果你可以想到一位其他的长辈。或者其他的弟兄姐妹就可以给他打个电话去看看他关心他一下
If you think of somebody elders like, you know, or brother sister that you want to care for them give them a call today
所以这些快要离开高中去大学的这些年轻人们你们也不要等到以后说再有机会现在就可以给你妈妈爸爸一个 hug 跟他们说、你会想他们
The younger people that before you leave for college, don't wait until the you know, future. Today, give your mom or dad a hug. Tell them you love them. You will miss them.
也许呢，当想到我们不会永远在一起服侍，也会提醒我们有不同的一个服侍的方式。
The fact that we're not going to serve forever together is going to remind us that we can have different ways of serving.
我们知道在教会中大家很多时候有不同的一些想法然后呢这些想法在服事中会产生一些张力、啊
We know we have different ways of serving that sometimes create tension in our church
我看到底下的弟兄姐妹没有一个人表现出惊奇、啊
I see brothers and sisters are not surprised about what I said、
yeah. 所以呢当我们想到我们弟兄姐妹不会永远在一起服事的时候我们就会更加接纳可以更加包容可以更加理解大家的不同
Whenever we think about we're not going to serve together forever that we can accept one another that we can accept the strengths of one another
我给大家讲一个故事这个故事对我蛮感动的虽然这个故事和教会并没有直接的关系
Let me tell you a story this story touched me the most probably doesn't have too much with related to the church
在前几年的时候这个大选当中美国为了这个大选正在有大家有很强的这个分裂的时候、
A couple years ago when during the election time there was a division in the election process
有这么一对夫妻
There was a couple
这个 先生呢是共和党的，太太呢是民主党的。
The husband was a Republican, the wife is a Democratic.
他们都认为他们这个政治的看见，他们的选票是他们一生中最重要的事情，所以呢，他们一辈子都在为这个事情而打仗哈。
They think their political views, like you know, the decision that they make is the most important thing, so they spend most of their time fighting.
有一天呢，这个先生过世了。
One day the husband passed away.
对，然后呢，这个太太非常想念这个先生。
The wife missed the husband a lot.
然后你知道她做了什么事吗
？Guess what she did.
他在下一次选举的时候，他投了共和党的票，就是他先生所爱的这个党的票。
Next election, she elected a Republican, which is what his husband voted for.
这是一个真实的故事。
This is a real story.
在采访他的时候，他就说：“他说他想到他的先生，他知道他跟先生之间的关系远远比政治更重要。”
In the interview, when somebody asked her, she says, "Like the relationship between me and my husband matters more than any political review."
所以离别呢，给我们很多的提醒。
So parting reminds us, give us a lot of reminders.
第二个提醒呢，就是告诉我们，神的国其实比一个组织更重要。
Second reminder is people matter more than the organization.
我们教会的读经计划呢，现在正在读到《使徒行传》哈。
Our Bible reading plan, we're on Acts now.
然后你可以看到保罗服事的一生呢，他有一个模式。就是他建立一个教会，然后就会离开。
So, Paul's serving has a clear pattern. Whenever, after he built up a church, he left that church to move on to next location.
其实，建立一个教会呢，对这个教会都很有感情。离开呢，其实是很不容易的。
You normally, think, you know, have the bond with the church when you build up the church. It's hard to leave the church.
他为什么可以离开这些教会呢
？Why Paul was able to leave the church?
因为他从来没想过这是他建立自己的教会，他也没有想到这个是他建立的保罗的同工团队。
He never thought about he was building the church of his own. He never thought about he was building, raising up the co-worker of his own.
他在哥林多前书第三章讲，他说我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，但是唯有神叫他成长。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 to 7, said, I planted Apollo water, but God gave the growth.
所以保罗知道，任何一个教会的建立和成长，其实都是神的工作。
So Paul knows, it's like any church grows, it's God's work.
不论我们在教会是一个什么样的一个职分，其实我们都是神使用的器皿。
No matter what kind of roles or responsibility that you have, we're just a vessel that's given by God.
不论我们这个教会建立有多大，同工团队有多大，其实都是神的工作。
No matter how big our church is, no matter how big our co-worker group is, it's all God's work.
当我们同工有这样一个观念的时候，当离开这个教会的时候，你就不会觉得这个事工结束了。
Whenever a second co-worker leave the church, you're not going to feel like this is the finish of his work.
所以一个牧师的离开并不是离开神的国，而是神带领他到另一个工厂服事。
So the parting of a pastor does not mean the end of his work. God is just taking him to a different place to continue to serve for his kingdom.
所以一个弟兄姐妹搬到其他一个地方，也不是离开了教会，而是到另一个教会，到另一个教会另一个地方继续为主服事。
Brothers and sisters' relocation does not mean the end of their work. They're just going to a different church to testify for God, continue to serve for God.
所以这些呢，就会让我们想，到底
this make us to reflect on
在教会中真正重要的是什么
？What matters the most in the church?
在教会中真正重要的是什么
？What matters the most in the church?
教会呢，当然需要组织，需要制度。
Of course, we need organization. We need regulations in the church.
每一个教会呢都有自己的组织构架。
Every church has their organizational framework.
运作的方式和服事的模式。
The ways of operation, the serving styles.
但是当一个人离开教会的时候，你发现留在你心中的并不是这个教会的这个服事的模式或者这个组织。
When somebody leaves the church, what stays in your heart? What's memorable is not the serving style.
而是服事所造就的这些弟兄姐妹。
It's the brother sister that were shaped by the work of God.
他们之间这样一个信任的关系。
The trust built between them.
和大家在一起服事的时候所拥有的这些美好的瞬间。
the memorable and beautiful moment that created with brothers and sisters.
我去过不少地方的教会，然后呢，看到不少教会的这种服侍的模式。
I've been to many different churches. I've been seeing different serving styles.
不同的教会呢，有不同的服侍模式。
Every church has their own serving style.
举一个例子啊。Give
an example.
有一些教会呢，所有的主日，包括像司会、祷告、像报告。
Some of the churches, Sunday service, Friday fellowship, or prayer meeting, all assume the responsibility, all assumed by pastors.
有一些教会呢，所有这些服事都是由弟兄姐妹和牧者一起来参与的。
Some of the churches, brothers, sisters participate in the work in accordance with God's spiritual gift.
所以在这里呢，服事最重要的并不是这些模式的不同。
Most important is not the serving style.
而是在这里呢，是不是同工们有放下自己的这样一个意愿，去有这样培养其他同工的一个心胸？
What matters the most is whether we are willing to put down our insistence to raise up co-workers.
也是看到这个教会有没有培养新同工的这样一个眼光。
Whether we have the vision to raise up new co-workers.
所以今天呢，我们当然每个人都爱自己的教会。
Of course, we love our own church.
神给我们呼召，让我们忠心服侍我们的教会。
God has called us to loyally serve our own church.
但是呢，我们也可以学习像保罗一样。
But we can learn from Paul's lesson.
把眼光呢放在神的国里，而不仅仅是自己的组织。
We put our gaze upon in God's kingdom, not our own organization.
所以，就像我们在跟这些弟兄姐妹分别的时候，这个分享会中所说的哈，我们真是。 心里和这些弟兄姐妹还相连，为他们祷告。
Just like what we said in the farewell gathering, that was like, even though they left, but we'll continue to pray for them.
虽然我们属于不同的聚会，这个教会，但是呢，我们仍然属于同一个神国。Even
though we belong to different churches, but we belong to the same God's kingdom.
那离别对我们第三个提醒呢，就是永恒的使命比眼前的分别更重要。
The third reminder is the parting matters more than the eternal mission.
今天我们分别的时候，我们和这些弟兄姐妹分别的时候，不仅可以提醒我们来珍惜我们的关系，也可以来提醒我们来思想，在我们人生中什么是最重要的。
The parting with brother sister not with brother sister is going to remind us what's most essential in our life.
有一些事情会过去的。
Everything will pass.
比如说岗位、职位，还有组织方法，这些都会过去的。
The jobs, roles, responsibilities, the organizations will pass.
甚至呢，我们以后会不会见面，这些呢都是不确定的。
Even with our relationship today, we see each other today is temporary.
这些呢都是短暂的，这些短暂的都是不是最重要的。
Those are short. They will not last forever.
但是有一些事情呢是不会过去的。But
something will remain forever.
我们一起爱主，一起在主里成长。We
love God that we grow in God.
我们一起传福音，我们一起建立神的国度。We
preach the gospel together. We build God's kingdom together.
这些呢都不会因为我们在不同的地点、不同的教会而改变，这些是永恒的。
These are not going to change because we're in different places. When it is, those will remain forever.
所以，对于我们在座的弟兄姐妹，如果你愿意把你的一生交给神的话，你就知道这些其实是这些永恒的，不会过去的，才是最重要的。The
brothers and sisters who are willing to hand your life to God, you know those eternal, those things will not pass, matters the most.
所以这些牧者或者弟兄姐妹今天离开了教会，但是他们并没有离开神的国。Their
farewell of the brothers, sister, and pastor, it's just temporary parting, but they did not leave God's kingdom.
我们呢还会经常想到他们。We
often think of them.
我们会想到和他们在一起服侍的这些瞬间。We
memorize all those moments serving with them.
我们可以记想起他们每一次的分享，在我们当中的讲座。
We remember all those sharing that they have shared with us.
我们会记住他们为每一次的讲道所辛苦，主日的服事所付出很多的这种日夜的努力。
remember the days and night they devoted, like, you know, in preparing all those services for the church.
有些弟兄姐妹呢，为教会担忧，他们希望教会在某些方面有些突破。
Some brothers and sisters worry for the church. They hope the church has some breakthroughs.
所以呢，他们就努力地去争取，然后呢，甚至有时候呢会挥臂高呼哈。So
they made a lot of effort. They cheer for the church.
所以，对于我们每一个人来讲，其实这都是一个提醒。This
is a great reminder for every single one of us.
对我们这些长辈来讲，虽然我们在教会的服事所参加的可能是并不像以前那么多了。
For the elder people, it seems like, you know, you're not participating in a lot of serving in the church.
当我们在一起有这样陪伴别人，我们一起来祷告的时候，我们为教会祷告，为弟兄姐妹祷告的时候，我们就会成为教会其他弟兄姐妹的这样一个祝福和榜样。
But your companionship, your care for brother sister has become like a role model in the church.
所有这些年轻人们，对你们来讲，我相信也是一个很大的提醒。
For the young people, it's a great reminder too.
当你们有一天到一个不同的城市，在周日早晨，你们要挣扎去不去教会的时候。
When you are in a new place, whether you're going to struggle whether you're going to attend church or not that morning.
也许你们可以想到 Pastor Ivan 和 Joyce 师母他们那样一个看着你们的一个迫切的眼神哈。
Maybe you remember to see Pastor Ivan, also Joyce, the anticipation and the care in their eyes.
他们对你们的期待和鼓励
their hope in the hope in their eyes
相信呢这些都会陪伴你的一生
I hope those are going to accompany you for the rest of your life
所以今天我们在一起有这样一个分享
Today here we have this gathering
所以我们看到当我们教会的弟兄姐妹有这样分离的时候
When we see a parting among brothers and sisters
我们知道这些分离其实并不是永恒的。We
know this farewell are not eternal.
反而呢，给我们的提醒，让我们能够所关注的，往往更是更重要的这些永恒的关系。Instead,
those are great reminder for us to see what truly matters.
所以今天我们所提醒的是，人和关系其实比事情更重要。So
today, we think it's like people and relationship matter more than what you do.
神的国呢，比一个组织更重要。God's
kingdom matters more than our organizations.
我们在神里所彼此建立的这样一些永恒的、不会失去的，比这些暂时的离别更重要。What
we build in God's kingdom that lasts forever matters more than temporary farewell.
我们每次出去短宣呢，回来都会跟大家有一些分享哈。After
the short mission, normally the short missions, we normally have sharing with the church.
那所有这些分享，我们都分享很多这些很服事的这些瞬间，我们跟弟兄姐妹在一起一些合影，一些聚会的一些场面。We
share a lot of pictures of like you know the fellowship moments that we have with brothers and sisters.
有时候如果大家问我说，在所有这些宣教里头，你最难忘的一个瞬间是什么？And
if people ask me what's your memorable moment among all those mission trips.
我们在去年初去阿根廷宣教的时候呢，阿根廷当地的同工非常热情地招待我们。We
went to Argentina for a short mission trip last year, beginning of last year.
你知道阿根廷最著名的是什么吗？
What's most famous in Argentina?
大家说足球哈。
Soccer ball.
我们都太老了，可能踢不了足球。We're
probably too old to play soccer.
哦，他的那个牛肉，他那个肋骨啊。 牛肉骨是最出名的。Their
short rib is the most famous.
Yeah, 是 short rib 这个翻译很好。那我们在那里待了一个礼拜，他们呢就在家里给我们烤肉吃哈。我们在那待了一个礼拜，吃了5次烤肉。We
stayed there, it's like, you know, for 5 days. They did 5 times of barbecue for us.
当然了，我们在一起有很多的服事，在一个礼拜多一点的时间呢，我们有将近10次的这样讲道讲座哈，还有很多的探访。
We had 10 times like sharing prayer meetings, and we have a lot of visiting brother and sister too.
虽然吃了很多的肉，然后呢，但是这个因为服事的这个强度呢，所以回来的时候你们也没有看到我们每个人都需要减肥哈。
Even though it's like really intense of this mission trip, even though we had a lot of short ribs, you did not see us put on a lot of weight.
所以他们对我们是 这些同工们对我们真是非常的好。
Those coworkers were really nice to us.
我们在一起呢，也有很多美好的瞬间。
We create a lot of beautiful memories together.
但是当让我最留记忆最深的一个瞬间呢，让我最珍惜的一个瞬间是离别的瞬间。
The most memorable moment is the time of parting.
当我们在去机场的时候呢，阿根廷的这些同工就两辆车送我们到机场。
When we were at the airport, the Argentina coworker sent two cars. They drove two cars to send us to the airport.
然后我们提着行李往里走的时候，回头看的时候，他们在很远跟我们招手。
We pull our luggages. We saw them wave goodbye from far distance.
在那个瞬间呢，我就想到。
In that moment, I thought about.
这个所有弟兄姐妹之间的这种情感，这样属神在属神里头所建立的这样一个依依不舍的关系。
This deep relationship built among brothers and sisters in God's kingdom.
是我们宣教中最大的一个得着。
It's the most like valuable gain in our mission trip.
当你跟这些一起昼夜服侍的这样弟兄姐妹在分别的时候，这样的一个情感是让我们心中最感动的。
At the time of parting, with the brothers and sisters who spend days and nights preparing for church, it touched us the most.
所以我进到机场呢，还没坐上飞机，我就在想，我以后一定要再回来。
Before I board the airplane, I was thinking, I thought about, I'm going to come back definitely.
所以，即使这个往返的飞机呢，大概有三十个小时啊。
The round trip takes about 30 hours.
但是我愿意回去，是因为我想念那些弟兄姐妹们。
I'm willing to go back because I miss those brothers and sisters.
所以有时候大家会说，为什么一定要出去宣教？
People ask us why we need to go on short mission trip.
我在周围也有人可以传福音。
We have people around us that we can preach the gospel to.
但是在那个宣教工厂，你所见到那些当地宣教同工的热情和给我们的这样一个在主里的鼓励，是在不出去宣教你是体会不到的。
But the passion that you see from those coworkers and also like their encouragement in those coworkers, you cannot see in anywhere else.
所以回到我们今天这个话题。
And back to our topic today.
所以当我们知道我们不会和我们的同工永远在一起服侍的时候。
When we know we're not going to serve with our coworkers forever together.
相信对我们是一个很好的提醒。
This is a great reminder to us.
趁着我们还有可能的时候和我们的同工好好一起来服侍。
Serve with our coworkers together when we still have the chance.
为神所用，建立神所在我们心中所放下这样一个使命和呼召。
Used by God and then build upon the gospel and the mission.
一起成为神计划中的一部分，来建立他永恒的国度。
Let's become a part of the mission that's carried out by God, so build His kingdom together.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
爱我们的主，我们再次感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
虽然我们教会有牧者、有弟兄姐妹离开
，Even though we have pastor, brother, sister left the church,
我们心中非常不舍。
We really don't want them to leave.
但是主，我们知道这些都有你的美意。
But everything is you have your good will over everything.
就你保守这些牧者和弟兄姐妹们。
We ask you to bless the pastor, brothers, sisters.
继续使用他们。
Continue to use them.
不论他们在哪里，主你都在前面为他们开路。
Wherever they are, you open up the path for them.
也是把福音堂的弟兄姐妹们交托在你的面前。
We put the brother, sister in the gospel church in your hands.
通过不同的环境、不同的事情的发生，继续的提醒我们这些弟兄姐妹们。
In different conditions, different environment, continue to remind us.
你把我们教会放在这样一个佳美之地。
You put our church in such a beautiful place.
让我们有这样一个美好的敬拜的地方。
That you prepare such a wonderful place for us to worship you.
主相信你给我们一个美意，这个美意是永恒的。
You have a good will for us. This good will is eternal.
主你相信你带领我们是在主内和你一起同工建立这样一个永恒的国度。
We believe that you are asking us to work with our coworkers to build your eternal kingdom.
带领我们。
Lead us.
祝福我们。
Bless us.
让我们每一个家庭都被你所用。
Every family can be used by you.
成为你神荣耀的见证。
And we can be good testimony for you.
感谢赞美主。
We praise you.
这样感恩祷告祈求是奉主耶稣宝贵名求。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.